President Olusegun Obasanjo, in a televised address, urged his countrymen not to see the poll as a contest for political supremacy. He said far-reaching steps have been taken to enhance the credibility of the exercise.
For the first time in the conduct of census in Nigeria, the 2006 census has employed such technology as the use of geographical positioning system, GPS, and satellite imagery to carve out geo-referenced enumeration area maps. Consequently, for the first time, it will be possible to verify the exact location of buildings and persons as enumerated during the census.
Hours into the exercise, however, it became obvious that logistical challenges inherent in a vast, chaotic, and impoverished country could be a major drawback. My attempt to track down census field workers yielded no result 2 hours into the exercise. I drove to the Abuja office of the National Population Commission, where a large crowd of census officials were engaged in a heated argument with their director. One of the agitated workers, Peter Ali, explained his predicament to VOA.
After the training, the people have been paid for the training. Up to now, at least 75% of them have not paid. Isn't it? That on our side, nobody, in fact, very many of us have not been posted to our EA where we are supposed to work. Isn't it? We are supposed, in fact, we are supposed to arrive at our EA 3 days before the 21st. We are supposed to be at the 18th, and today is the 21st, where the re-enumeration has to take place. Up to today, as I'm talking to you now, my very self, I don't even know where I'm working.
Census Director Abu Noah dismissed the protesters as gatecrashers. He said though they were trained, they were not signed up as field workers.
I got in touch with my controller, and he has actually briefed me. And he said most of these people that are here, they were gatecrashers at the initial stage of the training. And at the end of the training, only a few of the crashers paid through. And there was no way we could engage all the crashers.
Asked to comment on the fact that most of the protesting field workers had identification cards issued by the commission, Mr. Noah could not provide a tangible response. Independent census monitors have equally acknowledged that it had been a very difficult first day for the census in the capital city. Olu Wilson of the non-governmental organization Life International Foundation summed up her impressions.
Things need to be cleaned up properly. Right now, there's a lot of pandemonium going on, misinformation, and those who have done things, they have not been given appropriate materials to work with. And without that material, those people cannot go and do the counting. Those who have received their ID are not posted. So all those things need to be looked into and make sure that at least by tomorrow, would have gone into the act of doing the proper counting.
A clearer picture of day one of the census will emerge by the end of the day. Analysts say the authorities will have to work much faster and harder if they hope to achieve the credible census Nigerians have been yearning for. Several previous censuses have ended in fiasco after disputes among main ethnic groups. Concerns have been expressed that the credibility of the current census may be compromised by heightened political tension before elections next year. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.